Blog Talk
That
Radio.
Thing right there is like, okay, you're not young anymore and you got a lot of experiences, a lot of negative ones. Even if, forget having kids. You know, the kids just make it compounded. It's like, okay, now what? Now what? Nobody says any of this. Let me find out here. Miss Sophia? No. Yes. Let me start with Linda. You problem-ass child. Linda? Wake up over there.
I'm awake. I'm waiting for you to speak.
How much money does the man you're looking for need to be making?
I'll take $75,000.
Okay. What percentage of the U.S. population do you think makes $75,000 a year, ma'am? Strike one. She thinks 60% of the American population makes $75,000 a year, y'all.
20%.
Give it up, Linda. Just give it up. Just bottom line, give it up. How old are you looking for this guy to be? At most.
65.
Okay. And what physical condition are you expecting him to be in?
Good health.
Okay, that is not telling me a condition. What physical
retired,
condition are you expecting
to be in? Retired, still works out, trying to maintain their physical appearance.
So you're looking for an athletic 65-year-old.
Not athletic, I mean...
You are looking for a physically active 65-year-old.
Yes.
Y'all, this heifer, I mean, this woman is looking for damn me, Denzel Washington. She's looking for Sylvester Stallone. 39, divorced, 2 kids, almost 40, looking for Sylvester Stallone.
He is handsome.
Let me know how that works out. Monica, how much money does he need to be making?
I think I have changed my $70,000.
Okay. And what is your maximum age that you want him to be?
Between 60 years old and late 30s, that age range.
You're looking for a guy between 37 and 60?
Correct.
Okay. What are you expecting from Mr. 37-year-old?
If he's not interested in children, that would work.
You're looking for a 37-year-old who doesn't want kids?
Correct. If he is looking for children, then that won't work out.
You're looking for a 37-year-old who is going to be committed to you for the rest of your life who does not want children. Is that correct?
Correct.
I don't mean this is a joke. So you're looking for a 37-year-old who's also had a stroke or some other sort of disability?
No, I know there are men out there who are not interested in...
Right. And what percentage of the male population do they constitute?
It's a small...
Right. It's an incredibly small amount. It's an incredibly infinitesimal small amount.
Right. But I just didn't want to exclude anyone who's interested.
Okay, well, she's throwing the net wide and everything like that, but That's the kind of thing I'm telling you right there is to be watchful for. I'm just trying to put it in its proper perspective for you.
Okay.
I'm just putting it in its proper perspective. So with that being the case, I'm just saying, if you think that over for a moment, she wants a 37-year-old. She wants a 37-year-old. And she's saying, I want a 37-year-old who doesn't want a family.
If they're not interested in children, if that's the case, then I'll say, okay, 45.
Right, but no. You can't be wrong about it. I'm just saying. I just want you to say whatever it is your preference is here. You've been moving around a bit, so stop. Sophia?
So he can make 50,000 anywhere from my age to 65.
He can make.
My 58 to 70.
He can make $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for a guy who's making median income.
Median income.
Okay.
Yes.
And you could say he can be all the way up to 70 years old.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of condition are we expecting him to be in at 70?
Most black men unfortunately don't take care of themselves either. At least have one good knee. Have his own teeth or a good partial. Like, I'm being realistic, like he's being like. I'm just being realistic. Like, for me, this is not even a discount being. This is like average.
All right.
I can't demand a lot if I'm in the discount being.
Okay.
I might be on clearance by now, so.
Well, that is definitely something to keep in mind. You can't be wrong about this. Whatever you feel is your situation for that is, that's. I want you to be where you're supposed to be at, or at least how you feel it is about that. So certainly, if she feels that's where she pay grades at. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phone lines. I am not going to open up Zoom because I've already got video going on one here. So I'm not going to open up Zoom. I'm not going to do that. What I am going to do, though, is I'm going to go ahead and open up the telephone lines. So the phone lines are now open. The number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933. And I want to take a few phone calls. As a matter of fact, there is one guy on the line already. I'm pretty sure I know who it is. I want to talk to him in particular because I got a few ideas. But ladies, I want you all to stick around here for a moment. To the fellas listening to us right now, if you have an idea, if you know what to tell them, the phone line is open. You're not going to be on a lecture. Don't give a sermon. But the phone lines are open, and I want you to go ahead and give us a call. The number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933. Linda is looking for a baller. Monica is looking for a fitness coach. Sophia is looking for a pulse. So...
a good partial. Oh my God.
She didn't even say he has to have all his good teeth. She's like, hey. There are a few in there and a partial, you know, there's a few. I can work with a partial. All right. And she was serious, so
yeah.
Like, I can work with a partial in the series. Linda's knocking over her phone and every damn thing over there. Will you get your life together? Linda, trying to help you. You are in front of the national audience here. This is what you got going.
It might be that man from Akron you sent me.
Well, it's real life. It's real life. No, don't take anything else in there. But no. But seriously, I want the fellas to go ahead and give us a call for that, okay? The number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines here. We're not going to be here all night, fellas, but... if you want to weigh in on this and proffer your suggestions about it, because I know what mine are, but if you want to proffer yours, we can go ahead and do that. Let me get caller from area code 281. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Prince out of Richmond, Texas.
My man Prince out of Richmond, what's on your mind?
Okay, I want to ask the women a few questions, you know, man. Do you want to be a man's only option? Are you looking for an exclusive relationship? Are you willing to play a role?
Okay, ladies, are you looking for an exclusive relationship or are you trying to get in where you fit in?
I'm just trying to get in where I fit in.
All right, Miss Sophia says she's trying to get in where she fits in. Monica?
I would like a committed relationship.
You've been a mistress for 20 years.
That's not true. I was married.
Okay, all right. Back up. All right, Linda.
I will get in where I fit in.
Monica is in denial. I already explained what she was doing. She's just in denial, y'all. So we're going to disregard that. But, yeah, she had this dude in her back pocket throughout both of her marriages. I wasn't no mistress. And y'all can't even name a damn credit card you've had for 20 years, but she can name a dude you've had for 20 years on call. So she's in a bit of denial. All right, Prince, what's your next question?
Okay, so one of y'all was talking about you can cook and clean. Now, can you cook soul food?
I can.
Linda, you can?
Yes, I can.
What do you consider soul food, Linda?
Oxtails, dressing, greens, with neck bones.
Which one do you use mayonnaise with?
None.
Name for me four seasonings you have in your cabinet, and Tony Shashery's cannot be one.
And I have my what?
Tell me four seasonings that you have in your cabinet, and Tony Shashery's cannot be one.
I have poultry seasoning, Bailey's, cayenne pepper, basil, oregano, garlic, onion, peppercorn.
Ooh. All right, Prince. Well, I don't know. She done pulled a Colonel Sanders. She done stole some black woman's recipe book somewhere. So. She pulled a Colonel Sanders. She done stole some. Yeah, there's some woman around. Right now, one of her clients looking for the recipe book right now. She went to the house to show off the house and ripped the recipe book. I'll be damned. All right. Well, we'll come back to that.
Let me ask a couple more questions.
Negro.
And I'll be out y'all.
We'll come back to that. Monica?
Yes.
Okay, you go to the gym. I'll be damned if you can't pick up a skillet.
I can cook, especially my background with so jerk. Adobo, those some of the seasonings.
Okay, the fellas in New York City, she's ready for y'all over there. All right. Oh, but you and Linda can compare recipes.
Okay.
Missing your recipe book, I know who's got it. Miss Sophia, baby, you 58 years old from Chicago and Atlanta. You better.
Sorry.
Sorry what?
The best I can do is
what?
Kind of spaghetti. The chicken will be bloody on the inside. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
It'll turn out okay.
Miss Sophia, you might want to get old girl, stalker girl's phone number right quick. You might not want to let that go. I've had a moment to reconsider your situation. You might want to hold on to old girl's phone. Drop that restraining order and drop the charges. You might want to go ahead and give her a shot.
No. Oh, I know how to cook salmon.
Baby.
Oh, yeah, I like salmon.
Okay, I hope you love it because that's the only thing on the menu.
No, gotta have repertoire.
Well, I've been trying to do more fresh food because I'm still working on my weight loss, so that's why I do more fresh. But I mean, I can bake like a burger in the oven, like. But
baby, we gotta go a whole lot further than this. We gonna do it, baby. You 58. You're 58.
I'm sorry, I never decided to do that.
I think I found out what the problem was. No wonder that man found it so easily. I never asked this question before. By the way, can you cook? I just assumed. 58 no, years old,
true.
Folks from the South, I'll be damned. Yeah. Old boy
don't assume, guys. Don't ever assume a woman can cook because of her age or because of where she came from.
Then you ain't got no complaints. Sophia, I'm going to try to be easy. I'm going to try to be easy.
I'm sorry.
Sophia, I'll be damned.
Ask me something you think I should know how to cook.
Ma'am, I'm done. That's it.
I'd love to cook for a man.
I would.
Breakfast and homemade biscuits.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I said I would love to have learned how to do all of that.
Maybe by 58, you gave up on him. 58?
Yeah. My mom, you know, they're from the South, so they cook their butts right. off.
You weren't paying attention?
I can't cook liver. I can't cook greens. I can't cook mac and
That's what I'm saying. I know your family is from the South. That's what I'm saying. Your folks, your people from the South, you talking about you weren't paying attention to a damn thing? So, but you was listening to you were listening to your grandmama. You listening to her.
Because they told me to be independent and work. That's all I focused on because that's all they told me. Just work and learn how to take care of yourself. So I thought that meant not cooking.
Wait a minute, but taking care of yourself doesn't include cooking? How the hell does that work?
They never stressed that. They just, you know, they cooked all the time. So I was like, oh, I got good.
Okay, and you weren't paying no attention. They cooked all the time. You weren't paying no attention?
No. Mm-mm.
So they told you take care of yourself except for how to feed yourself. Don't worry about that. Right. It'll work itself out.
They never said, come in here and watch me. They never said any of that. They never encouraged that. I'm sorry. I don't know how to cook those things.
Sophia, you're supposed to be running rent. We haven't even confirmed that Linda can actually do this stuff, so it might be capped, but you could have at least named some things. I'll be damned.
I said spaghetti.
Okay, Sophia, you might want to bump that eligible dude's age up to about 75, 76. You might want to bump it up a little bit more.
75, they'll be eating a puree food anyway, so it won't matter.
Well,
at
least you have experience with Ensure. At least you had experience with that. So
you're
just like,
Ensure, pouring in a glass, no, that's breakfast.
Yeah, they'll make your life a whole lot easier. So I'm like, you might want to bump that little age margin. So I'm looking for a guy between 70 and dead. So just see if we can go ahead and do that.
Miss Sophia, you might want to do home health if you're LPN.
Okay.
So,
Linda, you might want to get you some culinary lessons too, by the way, damn it. While you trying to give out advice, let me tell you that you are here to learn.
She's a pureed food, so home health.
Okay.
You could find her a man that has some benefits.
Okay, get you a man first, and then you can start giving out advice here. You fall back. She gets cocky. She's getting cocky already. Prince,
I'm looking to invest in a residential assisted living.
She's only getting cocky because Prince on the line. No, you can't have Prince. Prince,
why?
Because Prince is too soft.
Rich
and I'm saying, and I'm saying this in front of him. Prince is too soft for you. You need a stomp down nigga. Jason, did you say that? I damn sure did. She from California. She thinks she's God's gift to black men. She needs a fella who dating outside the race ain't new, and he is straight up. He's not dazzled. He's not color struck. You need a fella who is going to pimp down strong. That's what you need. You don't need a pushover. You
Prince
don't.
Prince is not a pushover, Jason.
The hell he isn't. He drives an 8-year-old child. The hell he isn't. The hell he's not.
He owns it, man. He owns it.
You need a for real dude who knows how to deal with a middle-aged single mom and ain't going to take your bull jive off of you. Not somebody who's trying to figure it out. So somebody like a Jeff or somebody like a Black Voltron, you need somebody who's already figured it out and doesn't have anything else to learn, because you'll sit up here and break a little old soft dude. And that's not what you need. You need somebody who has an agenda and a plan in place for you and knows what to tell you where your position is, not somebody trying to figure it out their damn selves.
Prince, you better stick up for yourself.
He is. That's why he's being quiet.
He know what's up. He know what's up. Now, listen.
There's somebody else for him, Linda. I'm talking about he isn't right for you. Prince would be good with most anybody, but that's not what you need. You, Linda, need something else. You always looking for these little old beta males, and I'm not saying Prince is completely beta, but you looking for little soft dudes who are going to take it easy. No, you don't need somebody to take it easy on you. That's what you've been doing your whole damn life. You need somebody who is stomped down, knows who he is, has an agenda and a place, and is here to tell you what time to get up and what time to go to bed. That's what you need. You need a fella who you don't get to sit up here and let me tell you what I got to say. You know why? Because you ran all of them off. It doesn't work that way. You're trying to find some impossible burger Negro. And that's never going to work. Not now, not ever. Never. You're sitting up here trying to find some archetype of your dad. And in case you didn't notice, your daddy keeps leaving you. You need somebody who is ready for the bullcrap that comes with you. That's reality. And a soft dude ain't going to put up with you. You need a hard-headed dude who can put up with your hard-headed ass. That's what you need. And you trying to figure out how to circumvent that. All you're going to be doing is you're going to run into Miss Sophia's church gal. That's all you're going to do. But you're not going to get anything else. That's it. Keep fooling yourself and deceiving yourself. 20 damn years later since you first picked up Match.com, how's that working out for you?
I got divorced in 2019.
Ma'am, it's been 20 years since you first went on Match.com, since your mama first got you your last Christmas present, Match.com. How'd that work? It's not going to work. It's a personality clash. You are too difficult. And a man who's looking to take it easy ain't going to put up with you. Unless he's a fella who just has nothing going for him. And he got to have a place to lay his head. And one of them rental houses you own, he can lay up there. A fella who's got something going for himself and knows he doesn't have to put up with it, he'll be easy going, but he's not going to tolerate you. He's not. You need a fella who knows what to do when you try to pull rank. That's the kind of guy you're going to have to be with, because you're the definition of, Linda, you and I have known each other for a while, but you're the definition of unreformed. You need a fella who is willing to put in the time and the effort to reform you. Prince ain't it. He's going to get a taste of your hot sauce, and once he does, he's going to bounce. He's not looking. He ain't looking to build a bay. You're looking for a dude who's going to sit there and put up with you when you start acting difficult. Baby, you damn near 40 with two kids. The tolerance factor for a man who ain't struggling, which is what you're looking for, is a guy who ain't struggling. He's not going to put up with, baby, you got too many marks against you and then going to have an attitude problem too? No. No. That personality type is going to run from you. I'm telling you what it is. You keep doing that. The last 5 men you've been with, I'm not going to air out all your business. The last 5 men you've been with, they're all the same personality type. All of them. You're the only one who isn't making the connection yet that's not going to work. You don't need that. And every time they see it, they run. Or they just say, yeah, I'll fool with you sometimes. You ain't going to get married again, but you do need a fellow who's going to fool with you for real. And it's going to take a certain type of man to commit to that. If you are a difficult woman, you can't get no easy dude. When we were in our 20s, y'all could get over on us like that. We could be the little easy dude and y'all get over. You ain't going to get over on a 35-year-old, 45-year-old, 55-year-old man. You're going to be a hard ass and he's going to take it easy. He's going to take your ass out to the curb and leave you there. You can't get over on that. You're going to have to get a guy who can tolerate what comes with you. That's it. Either that or get you a girlfriend.
Why do you think a girlfriend, I mean...
Because two females can be hard. Because two females can be hard-headed with each other. And y'all will give each other a pass. Uh-uh. You're looking for a man to treat you like a broad will. A man's not going to give you... A man over the age of 35 is not going to give you a pass for that. He's just going to sit down and stop producing. You want a man who's producing, and you want a man who's going to fool with you for real. He doesn't know that here comes this swerve. And when that swerve hits, everybody responds the same. They stop producing for you. That's what I'm telling you. Damn Sigmund Freud, you don't need an archetype of your dad. You need the opposite. You need somebody who is able to tolerate what comes with you. So, no, Prince is off the table for you. No, ma'am. You need a fellow who got experience and can tolerate being with a hard-headed-ass single mom who needs a fellow to put her under some management, not a fellow to retire with. You ain't ready for that. You're not ready. Keep fantasizing. Leave Houston. I don't give a damn if you go from Houston, Miami, New York, or Mars. It's going to be the same situation because you're going to be there. And you keep trying to find some little soft, simp little dude and let me get over on them. And every time you make that swerve, they're like, yeah, let me pull back. You haven't figured out. The dudes see you coming. The only option for you is stop trying to get over. Quit. Get what you actually need. You need to adapt. The men don't need to change and get softer for you. You need a fellow who knows how to soften you up. Not me. I'll let you have the last word, Prince.
Okay. Yeah, because see, soft don't mean weak. Y'all got to understand something. There's a certain kind of woman. I'm retired. I'm relaxed. We're going to handle the business. And if you're not on your job, you're just going to be replaced. You're going to notice it over time. I'm not going to sit and argue with you about it. I understand what he's talking about. Now, my next question
Prince is not weak or lame. What I'm saying is Prince is at a point in his life, he's not going to go round and round with you. The first time he sees the red flag and the warning sign, he's going to pull back. The first time he sees it, he's not going to sit there and, baby, let's work it out. He's beyond that. And you're going to be, when he was younger, he might have sat there and tolerated that. He's at this point in his life right now. He doesn't have to do that anymore, and he's not going to. And the men you keep favoring, they're not going to do it either.
Now, my question is, I got a couple of them here. When you were in your 20s, who lied to you more, men or the women in your life? When it came to you understanding that, hey, you don't have but a certain amount of time to handle your business, you know, where you're no longer the flavor of the month, that the calls are going to stop at some point. Who lied to you more about things like that, the men or the women in your life?
I can answer that. This is Monica. Women have lied, and that's why I'm on the broadcast tonight so that people will hear the truth.
Ms. Sophia?
Definitely the women. The women will tell you you can be any size, you can have kids, you can have baby daddies, you can be very independent and emasculate a man, and you still have options. They are the ones that lie the most.
Women, definitely.
Prince, thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. Let me get a caller from area code 770. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Jason. This is GL out of Houston, Texas.
All right, GL out of Houston. What's on your mind, brother?
First off, ladies, great job tonight. I know this topic can be pretty tough. Thank you for your transparency. But my question is directed towards Linda. Linda, if I had a side chick position open, could you like change your attitude and uplift your energy a little bit? Seem very low.
If there were tangible benefits, I could do that.
Yeah. Okay, now when you say uplift your energy, Jill, what exactly do you mean?
She just seems very low energy. She's been on the show several times. You've asked her the same question on several different shows, and at times she acts like she doesn't know what you're talking about. And she just doesn't seem excited. She's on stage right now. She does not know who is in the audience.
Okay.
And it's just like,
well,
men will go
off
your energy.
Let's be clear about a few things here. Because just like the females live under some illusions, I don't want the men living under illusions either. She's almost 40 years old. She's about to turn 40. I don't know how much molding and shaping you all think you can do with a 39-year-old. I'm here to tell you, as a fellow who's well past 39, it's not going to be macro changes you can make. You can make micro changes.
Understood.
So for the most part.
But I need to be able to take her out.
Right. For the most part, what you see is going to be what you get. Is she well-mannered? Absolutely. Does she present well? Definitely. Is she a bad look? Not at all.
Then we work with that.
What she needs is a fellow who makes it very clear that she's not going to be running things.
Yeah, no. I mean, that would not be the issue. It would be a side chick at best. You know, do very well for myself, make middle six figures, over 6 feet tall, work out with a trainer several times a week. So I have options. It's just for, you worked with her a lot, so there's something about her that you like. So with me being in Houston, I think it's a no-brainer. I think we should meet up.
Well, there's a lot I don't like. Let me put that in there, too. There's a lot I don't like, as a matter of fact. What I consider to be more important than anything else, in Linda's case, I've seen it a million times. With the right structure, she has lacked structure. The problem when you got a single mom raising you or a woman with a single mom mindset is she teaches you that you're the structure. She can get with a fellow who's the table, but that dude's got to be ready to say, these are the rules, and be able to stand by it. And
absolutely.
It's not going to help her in a prince situation if she's not with a fellow who's going to be like, okay, I already know the swerve is coming. I already know it's coming. You think your little old income is going to pull rank. It has no weight over here.
Absolutely.
And it will take a certain type of personality to be able, if I see somebody who's got the personality to deal with that, then I would feel different.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I mean, you see that, you know, often in women, especially women making her type of income. Obviously, they think that trumps all. But, Linda, it's the holiday season in Houston. There's been a plethora of holiday parties. You're in real estate. I know there was 5 or 6 major real estate holiday parties. Were you out there? Were you able to meet anybody? Are you putting yourself out there?
I actually do real estate part-time. I have a full-time job with the federal government. So, no,
okay.
I was not at the real estate holiday party.
Okay. So basically, you're sitting
home. But the reason why I'm so down, if I may answer that question, I'm on a show called The Last Train Leaving. My situation is not something to be happy and giddy about. It is serious.
Understood, but again, you're on stage right now. You never know who's in the audience. So, I mean, energy is crucial.
Well, just understand she's soft-spoken. This is pretty much the max you're going to get from her. But by the same token, she's not no cheerleader, but by the same token, she doesn't have a challenging personality in that way. It's just going to be that last little step. So if that's not the kind of personality you're interested in, it makes perfect sense. At 39,
right.
She's not really going to perk up beyond that. So if you're looking for somebody who's more energetic or, you know, Evelyn Lozado out there like that.
No, definitely not that. I want to go out, have a nice stage, and have a great conversation across the table from somebody.
Yeah, she's more like Jackie Kennedy, not Michelle Obama. She's more like
Mine is Chanel, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but,
she's more like.
With that said, Jason, maybe exchange our information. And see if we can hit this off.
Sure.
We'll follow up.
Yeah, sure. Just go ahead and send me an email.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Yeah, she's more like Jackie Kennedy. She ain't like Michelle Obama. She's not dancing with Dougie and all that stuff right there and things like that. And you know what? That's okay, too. She needs somebody who complements that energy. Somebody who's okay with that. Because when we talk about being submissive and stuff, she needs a guy who complements that kind of energy. She's not overbearing in that way. It's that personal issue when it's time for you to conform to a man's program. That's when she starts stumbling. Let me get call from area code 202. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm JoJo calling from D.C.
JoJo from D.C.
I have a question. I don't know. I know you have Linda, Monica, and Sophia, but which one has the stroke?
That was Monica.
Okay. Now, Monica, have you ever thought about starting, this just came to my mind, as an idea, possibly starting a disability dating service?
I would recommend to her not to do that. I don't think she should start one. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get caller area code 901. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Jay from Queens.
All right. Is that Jay or Dre?
Jay. J-A-Y.
All right, Jay from Queens, what's on your mind?
All right. I really called in from the last thing the lady said. You said she wanted a man to the age of 70. And then, JB, you said, like, what can he do at the age of 70? She said, I hope he had a good kneecap. I was like, wow.
One.
At least one.
Yeah, her standards are on stream. Like, yeah,
am I being misquoted? They say that.
No, you're all right. She'll hold the walker for him. So yeah.
Yeah. So what I want to say is like, when you was younger, did you have that same standard for a man?
That he be 70 with one kneecap? No, she wants to move back then, sir.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like that's crazy. Where did it go wrong, Miss Lady?
I mean, if you've been listening to the whole program, she told you where it went wrong. Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. I mean, like I say, definitely at this point right here, you know, it's just she's not, you know, demanding too much at this point right now. I mean, y'all, she's had two kids and she can't cook. It's like, hey, she's not going to be picky about the kneecaps. So she's like, because somebody got to go drive down to Five Guys.
Let me get three kids.
Call of America 919. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris calling from Brooklyn.
Chris from Brooklyn, was on your mind?
Ladies, I wanted to say thank you very much for your honesty and your candor in appearing tonight. We really, really, truly appreciate it. Monica, just a FYI and whatnot, point of contact. I hope that the therapy keeps working for you, but I also want you to introduce oxygen therapy along with also a little bit of more or less muscular exercise with that, the neuroplasticity and the oxygen.
He works out a lot, brother. Did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Yes, specifically, why do you feel it would be beneath you with your age as well as also the children factored in that you wouldn't possibly want to be side chicks? Just your thoughts on that individually.
Okay. Let's try this a different way here. How many of the ladies here on here tonight are willing to accept a side chick position?
No.
Okay.
My name is
Sophia, is it yes or no? Side chick position?
Well, I said I'm open to...
All right, ma'am, way... it's time to put your cards on the table. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Linda, mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
Monica, yes mm-hmm. or no?
No.
Okay, Monica, hold on a second. No, wait, hold on a minute. All right, Monica.
And I do not have any children, okay. And the answer is no.
Monica. Okay, Monica, nope. can we discuss this for just a minute? Sidebar. Can we discuss this for just a second?
Okay.
Monica.
Yes.
You know you're my favorite. Okay. Monica.
Yes.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
The question is,
do you hear the words coming out your mouth? Monica, ma'am, I mean, I'm not talking about the world of candy bars and rainbows. I'm talking about the world that we are in at 49 years old with hopefully a non-recurring condition, but certainly a certain particular set of special needs. Like right now, is your priority is having a husband, not having somebody who fools with you for real?
Okay, so earlier in the broadcast, we talked about if I'm living alone, how does that benefit me if I am not in a committed relationship if I'm a side chick?
Okay, ma'am, understand something, that you think about jump offs and whatnot. What I'm saying here is that fella you've been talking to for 20 years. I mean, I'm just saying the problem is you're not being honest with yourself. And this is what happens with women as they get older. You all won't be honest with yourself, so you don't allow men to be honest with you. And by the way, everyone, I'm not talking about dating tonight. I'm talking about power dynamics because this is the root of it. You've already been doing it. And that's what I'm saying. Every time we say what you've been doing, I wouldn't do that. And it's like, you've already been doing this. Like, can we just be honest about what's been going on so that we can actually make a real deal as opposed to this shadow boxing of, I wasn't really doing that. Yes, you have.
It's been 4 months where...
It's been 2 decades.
Where we've been on the... Where we spoken...
Ma'am, if you had a relationship where it's touch and go. If you're single and available and want it, he's there. And I'm just saying that's the nature of your relationship, interaction, association with this person for decades, not a year, not months, decades. That's not a temporary aberration. This is a lifestyle. And what we're saying is, can't we all just be honest about what the hell going on?
I'm being honest.
And you're saying, don't be honest. Let's just pretend it's something else. You've been there.
I'm happy to be honest. I'm just saying, I'm just telling you, face to face, in 20 years, I did not see him. Yes, I have.
Right, but that's the whole point of it. But at no time did you cut this man off through 2 marriages. So what we're saying is you're forcing people to lie and act like we ain't doing what we're doing. Can't we just call a spade so we can all get down to, okay, we adults, let's talk about what's really going on. If that's what we're saying, you won't let us be honest. What we see happening in front of you, you say, don't call it that. Call it something else. We're calling it what it is.
Okay, I would like a relationship where – it is where we are in a committed relationship.
Right, but the thing is, there's a difference between committed and exclusive.
Okay, okay, so if you put it in those terms, committed, yes, I would want to be in a committed relationship. Now, the person that I used to talk to over 20 years on the phone, I wasn't expecting him to be available to me physically, emotionally.
Well, no, not when you had somebody else, but let's just keep it real. Whenever you were single, that was your backup plan, and he got the ring.
Okay, so... It's been 2 years since my divorce, and it's only been since August of this year where we've actually been in.
Right, but the point is we're going in circles here. The bottom line is this: the dude you call for that, he's never had to marry you. So what we're saying is we already doing that. So that's the whole thing. Everybody's just saying, hey, you're saying, can we just play pronouns? No, let's just be straight so that everybody knows what the deal is, because when you force men to lie to you, it doesn't stop.
Okay.
When you start saying, I want you to do this, but let's call it something else, it's a whole lot better when you just say, hey, straight up, this is what it is. Females are a whole lot better when they mean to do this, like, hey, look, you cute, I'm down for the layup. Okay, I will never consider you wife material, but we can do that. We live a whole lot better world when men and women can be honest with each other. The problem is the females want the men to lie to the women and to ourselves. And then they get upset when the men won't lie to themselves. We know what we're doing and we know what the situation is. And she's not just saying, hey, what's the best I can get under these terms? Well, that's not really what we're doing. Yes, it is. Can a man be committed to 2 women? Absolutely. And that's what the caller is saying is that when we talk about having a side chick, I'm not talking about the dude who see you once a year or whatever. What he's talking about is, are you saying that you want a man exclusively? Or are you saying that you want, that you're willing to have a situation with a man who's your second?
So does that mean alternating holidays?
No, it might mean you get all the holidays. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what you're doing. But my point is, the question is being asked is, at this point, are you all demanding exclusivity?
No.
That was
but
two.
I would like to tell someone.
Okay, that was Linda. That was Sophia. I didn't hear Monica.
Oh. Okay, I realize that I realize now that that's unrealistic. So, yes. I am open to a commitment, but not exclusivity.
Monica is my favorite, and she knows she is. And I just wanted to take this as a moment to highlight, even with a stroke and 49 years old, she's still like, you know, I think I can get better than that. And I just wanted to point it out. It dies hard, y'all. It dies hard. It really, really does. It really does. Caller, I hope that answers your question for you. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get caller area code 856. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Anna calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia, by way of Mount Holly.
All right, Anna, what's your mind?
So much for sharing your story. Like, I really, really appreciate you and your transparency. And I wanted to ask you, because it sounds like you've always been physically active and you always kept up with yourselves. If you don't mind me asking, because my father died from a stroke at 76. He had hypertension and gout, so he obviously wasn't taking care of himself. But did they ever tell you what they think the cause might have been, despite you being so physically fit and keeping up with yourself?
Yes. So I was diagnosed with high blood pressure in my 20s, and I was very active. So high. It's a hereditary. So my family members, most have high blood pressure. So since the stroke, I take.
Okay. Well, since then, your situation is being managed. So that's all we really need to know. Folks, I don't want anybody calling up about any more questions about her medical care. I'm not going to get in their business. She and I already know she's got great medical care. That's why she's still alive. She's got very good coverage now. So her situation is very well in hand. So we're talking about their issues with the last train leaving, not with medical advice. So hold off on that. Let me get caller from area code 202. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ben from D.C.
All right, Ben from D.C., what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to call in to apologize to that last D.C. caller. D.C. doesn't normally give him bad – we're not known for giving good calls, but I do want to thank the ladies for their candor in tonight's broadcast. And that's about it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the broadcast, sir.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get caller from area code 510. You're on live business.
Black Voltron calling East Oakland, California.
All right, Black Voltron, sound like he's riding the motorcycle down the street. What's on your mind?
No, just walking in the neighborhood, car passed by. Question for the ladies. Thank you for coming on the broadcast tonight. I just had a question. Could each of you name the three of you? I came in late, so forgive me. I was an hour late. But can you, all three of you, can you name the three biggest mistakes you made in your previous relationships, and how would you mitigate or correct those mistakes that you've made? They have to be mistakes that you've made, not your partner. Mistakes that you've made that you recognize you've made those mistakes, and how would you correct them in your future relationships?
Very good question. What are the three biggest mistakes that you made, not the man, but what are the three biggest mistakes that you made in your relationships? Let's go ahead and start with Linda.
Number one would be being disrespectful. That's the most important thing to a man, in my opinion. Making financial decisions without my husband's opinion would be the second mistake. And thinking that I could find someone better would be the third. Well, that's not the answer to your question, but...
I'm listening.
Being more cognizant of his feelings would be the third.
All right, that's Linda. Monica.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, my number one mistake was being selfish. Selfish towards my stepson. and my ex-husband not wanting to not wanting to admit my not being able to own my
your mistake.
My mistake. Thank you. Number two,
would you say that thinking you there would always be another option available was another mistake?
Yeah.
That there's always going to be another one out there. As long as I'm available, these draws going to be yanking, and there will be another winner out there. All I got to do is post up on a corner, go to Walgreens, drive to Walmart, and why there's plenty of men available. Why there's a bunch of guys who offer to put groceries in my car for me. Surely there's a husband among them or in my DMs. All I got to do is lower the bar just a little bit, and they'll be there. Miss Sophia, what's your three?
My three are, I was disrespectful. Number two, I never took accountability for my own action. And number three, I thought I had plenty of time to grab some options. Whenever I was ready to get back to dating, it would be available. A man would be ready and available.
Awesome.
And also,
ladies, go ahead.
I was just going to say.
Who was that?
I did third thing, and that was or is accountability. I was not able to take accountability.
Okay, that's Monica. That's Monica talking. Yes. You saying, sir, you weren't taking accountability.
Yes, yes. That's it.
Okay. Do you guys, ladies, see the similarities in your answers and the reason why you're alone? As an older man, you know, as a pretty, I would say, you know, successful man, I don't have to put up with the disrespect, the unaccountability, the this, you know, the all out attitude of you because you're an older woman now. I can get that same attitude from a younger woman if I choose to. I hope this is a lesson for all the younger women out here. Jason's been saying it over and over and over and over again. You don't have time. I've been telling my daughter this, the same thing. She's in her 20s now. You don't have time. You do not have time. This is not to beat up on you, ladies, but, you know, I hope those lessons that you've learned will serve you in the future, you know, for the next man that may or may not come and pick you up off your feet. I'm sorry that you had to wait till this late date to actually learn these lessons. But, you know, hopefully you can teach the younger ones, you know, who actually have a lease on life that, you know, this world is serious. And us men, we're not some playthings that you just cast off like a chip wrapper or a candy wrapper whenever you don't feel like you just go pick up another one. We have feelings. Yeah. We have hearts. And we have, you know, the same commitments you do. And we're all not just, you know, I've women as we want to. We're looking for commitment too. But we can't trust the women with this feminist ideology and, you know, this out and out foolishness. So, Jason Black, thank you for having me. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate you ladies for being up here. Be one to the fullest, always.
Thank you very much for giving us a call tonight. We appreciate that. On your screen here, ladies, you can see the female fantasy wheel and it gives you the six characteristics that all women are looking for in a man. They want to be sensitive, assertive, handsome, intelligent, faithful, and rich. Problem, you cannot have it all. You will be lucky. You've hit the lottery if you can find three of those things in one man. It's not like there's an assembly line that makes quality men. The assembly line is the home. It's not like quality men are in tremendous supply. Hell, it's not like men who are not financially struggling are in tremendous supply. So if you take just that one element alone, remember, median income is $54,000. Only the top 8% make $100,000 or more. The top 13% make $90,000. About the top 15% make $75,000. So if you're saying I want to eliminate the bottom 80%, 85% of the population, that dwindles that number of the pool of eligible men goes very, very small after that. And then with the biggest element being, by the way, those men aren't just out here to be taken. They have desires of their own. There's something that they want out of the relationship. There's something they're looking for in a woman. There are parts that they don't want to compromise on. So then the question becomes, well, do you have that? Because you can't get anything on this wheel unless the man you're looking for, you got something that he wants on his wheel. And not just something, he's probably going to want two things. She needs to look good and she needs to be respectful. And amazingly enough, that second one seems to be very, very difficult to get. Till they run out of options, then it's like, oh, I can be respectful now. It's like, okay, but there's the bidders have all left. Caller from area code 803, you're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. I'm Corey from South Carolina.
All right, Corey, from where at in South Carolina?
Columbia.
All right, Corey, what's on your mind?
So I'm really just calling tonight because I'm looking for some advice. From you and the ladies online. And right now I'm currently 27 and I am recently divorced and I'm kind of just looking for guidance to see what should I do moving forward for me to be successful so I don't respectfully end up in these type of situations at a later age. I feel like I might be at my last train in the moment. So I'm just, I don't know, seeking
hey,
help.
How did you end up divorced?
To be completely honest, I feel like what was just being spoke on, I lacked respect in the relationship, and I understand that now at this point, but I feel like I lacked respect, and then there was infidelity in the relationship as well. So
infidelity on whose part?
On both ends.
Yikes. Well, for a woman, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So you see, your man can sleep with another woman and she's not dominating him. There's no way you can sleep with another man and that man is not dominating you.
Correct.
You have to, as a woman, you have to submit to a man to sleep with him. So if you're a woman, you've submitted to another man, now you want to crawl back to your husband. It's like, what's he supposed to do at this point? You belong to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So women just understand, no, you cannot do it. You can't. For a man, it's an achievement. For you, it's the kiss of death. Because that's what gives you value. So you can kiss that one goodbye. You had kids with him?
No, I have no kids.
Okay. How much do you weigh? And be honest.
138. I'm in good shape.
She sounds a little husky, but okay. Are you sure about that now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4" and 130 pounds. Kind of borderline there, but okay. Kind of borderline there.
What does borderline mean? Can I get clarification on that?
You could probably tighten up a little bit because here's the problem. In your situation here, you can't really have any holes in your game. 27 years old, divorcee, you've had no children. That's not a good sign either because if you've been married and you didn't have children. That tells me this man didn't want to have children with you. Either that or you're not able to. Which is it?
More so complications. More so not able. But, I mean, I am, but I'm going to need help, I guess, with that.
I am, but. So, in other words, if a man wants to start a family and a legacy with you, it's iffy.
It would be a process
right.
to do that. Yeah.
Even at 27 years old, so he's walking into a situation where it's iffy.
So I guess my question is it my last? I mean, is there any hope or what?
Is there hope? Is a relative term. I don't like that word hope because hope is an imaginary term that is open to interpretation. So I don't really like that term hope. And hope
right.
when the female uses the word hope. It immediately gets abused. Hope is treated like a magic wand. When a man hears
right.
hope, we hear you got a numerical chance, usually on the lesser end of 50%. When a woman hears hope, she hears I have a guarantee. And that's the problem. Hope means two different things to men and women. Women think it means I'm going to be absolved of all the bad things I did and I get a second chance. Means you have a chance at another chance. It doesn't mean you have another chance. It means you have a chance at another chance. You're 27 years old. The best time to be doing this was 25, but the second best time to do this is 27. Bottom line is you cannot have any holes in your game whatsoever. I'm going to recommend to you that if you have not carried your ass down to a much bigger city, you need to. You're in South Carolina. I would recommend that you spend a good amount of time in Charleston on the waterfront or in Myrtle Beach. I've been there
okay.
earlier this year. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you're looking for a man right now at your age, this is your last peak viability here. The number 30 does things to a man's psyche. When a woman says I'm 30 plus years old, that does things to us. So you don't
okay.
want to, really not going to recommend you wait till it gets that far. You need to be in a better, I think you need to be in a different environment. Obviously, the environment you're in encourage you and influence you in some bad directions. And you need to breathe some new air and be around some different people and make that a point.
Okay. I will say, just to add a little bit to that.
Down. Before you go any further, you can't get something if you don't know what you're trying to get. So let me find out the number three things here. Are you trying to get a man or a woman? How much money does he need to make? Good.
I don't have a specific number, to be honest,
okay.
but I mean a good amount.
Then you can't get there from here. If
okay.
you can't even define what it is you want, then you're going to end up getting laid on top of by anything. 27 years old, been married, divorced, and she can't tell me what she's looking for. She's calling me, Jason, tell me what I'm looking for. I can't do that because I don't, if you're not what that man is, if you tell me I'm looking for a guy making $250,000 a year and swag on fleek, are you the kind of woman that a man who makes $250,000 a year with swag on fleek is looking for? Because that's the question that matters. Now, a guy making $25,000 a year working at Five Guys, I'm pretty sure you probably qualify. But if you're telling me I don't want him, I want something else. Remember, the further up the ladder you move, the more competition there is. You have to tell me your viability to beat out your competition. And if you're saying, I don't know how good I am at beating out the competition, well, that tells you what you're going to get. So you have to know. So it's one thing if you tell me, Jason, how do I get the kind of man I want? It's a whole other thing if you tell me, Jason, I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Understood. Okay.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some time to think that over. Decide exactly what it is precisely you are looking for, and then send me an email, and we can take up this conversation then. But you cannot get there, and you don't know what you want. So sit down and say, hey, let me work out exactly what I want. Not what you think is quote-unquote realistic or whatever, but let's go ahead and just decide what it is you actually want. And then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds
good. Thank you very much all night. She's honest about wanting help, but it's just, geez, I don't know what it is. Okay, this goes unwell. Caller from air code 202, you're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. This is Mark from D.C.
All right, Mark from D.C., what's on your mind?
Let me start just by thanking the ladies on the panel just for being vulnerable and transparent with us this evening. It was very insightful. I really appreciate it. And thank you again as well, Sir Jason, for hosting and being able to have these open conversations about these very serious topics. The question that I have for the ladies and for yourself, Jason, is what advice, if any, could you all give us men that have younger women in our lives that we care about, but we can observe going down a similar path around the ages of 19 and 22, that their mothers may be guiding them on this path?
Number one thing I would tell you to look for is look for a chick who does not accept your authority in a soft, feminine demeanor. Look for a chick who, it might seem innocuous at the time, look for a chick who is valuing getting a career. She's telling you, brother, it's like warfare. A nation doesn't get billions and billions of dollars stored unless they're going to go to war. They don't stockpile riches unless they're going to go to war and go take somebody else's. So when a young female is telling you, I value getting a job and, quote, getting a career, you need to start asking questions. Well, why do you want that? And if she starts with the, well, I want to be independent and take care of myself, she just told you. She just told you what she's going to do, what her motive is for doing this. So can you be surprised when she turns around in a year or two or three and starts bucking back against you and resisting your leadership and challenging you? And they start that young in D.C., so I'm just saying everybody thinks they're going to go work at the Capitol building. But the bottom line is that's what you need to be watching for. I would tell you that at a young age. They go to college, and those are feminism factories now. So number one thing, look for a chick who's telling you about how much she wants to get a job and get a career. She's telling you, somebody has told her, don't depend on no man. And when they say don't depend on a man, the female psyche interprets that as do not accept a man's leadership that is 50-50. I'm grown. I got ideas too. So she doesn't want to talk because she wants to do something productive. She just wants to talk because she wants to have her way, even if her way is self-destructive. Fellas, young men, more than anything else, ask a female what's more important to her, a relationship or a job, and then shut the hell up and listen to the answer. She will tell you. Do not take that sentence for granted. She means that. She means, yeah, I'm good. She means I want a job because that will insulate me from your authority. I don't have to follow your leadership. I can displease you. I can talk back. You could never put me out of the car because it's my car. You can never put me out of the house, even though women file 80% of the divorces. So I'm just saying, recognize when a person is gearing up for a power play. Nobody walks in the door saying, I'm here to challenge your authority. Nobody. Look for the characteristics that a person who wants to challenge your authority will need. And the first thing they're going to need are resources and a desire to be separate and apart from you. Remember, the three most important words that a female can say to you are not, I love you. The three most important words a female can say to you are, I need you. And if she cannot do that and express that through what she does, problems. Don't want to beat up on Sophia. Cooking is a woman's love language. And a woman who cannot cook, that she is emotionally illiterate. Cooking is a woman's love language. Biologically, feeding people is her love language. Think about babies. Women are biologically hardwired to feed and nurture. She can feed the kids, but she can't feed you. There's going to be an emotional disconnect. There ain't going to be no way around it. It's going to be there. You ignore that at your peril. So these young gals out here, look for the early warning signs. Does she want to be independent? Does she value a career over a man? How much does she like that? And is she all about getting the job? She's letting you know, I'm gearing up to join the hive mind. She might not have the full repertoire just yet, but those are the raw materials she needs. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get caller area code 216. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, how you doing, Jason? This is Mr. Chris from Cleveland. I just got a question for the ladies on the panel. Ladies, would y'all consider yourselves wife material?
Good question. Let me find out here. Linda, you've been married. Do you consider yourself to be wife material?
Yes, I do.
Why? Why on earth? Why?
Because I know how to cook. I am a resourceful woman. I am smart. And I can...
Tell me why your intelligence makes you wife material.
Because, like, you have a sore throat in your voice, you would have some black licorice tea with some honey in it so your throat wouldn't be sore. So you look these things up.
Ha, got you. Peppermint. But anyway, go ahead.
Black licorice.
All right.
All right, what else you got?
I would have my man back, like, in one of your broadcasts if we're going after someone, I'm going to hold the head and won't say anything about it.
All right.
Can I interject?
Hold your question. You have a question. Okay. So just hold your question. Right. Let me go ahead and get them to answer, and then I'll let you follow up with that. Monica, you've been married. What makes you wife material now?
Supportive. Yes, I can cook and clean. handle the home if he's away. I'm educated, so I'm able to handle things if he's away, financially, as far as being able to keep things. If he's sick, I'm able to keep things moving forward as far as with the bills.
All right. And Miss Sophia, you've been married before, but what makes you wife material now?
Good question. Actually, I was thinking about this earlier. I don't think I ever was wife material.
Miss Sophia, I'm going to see if we can go a girl's number and just... We're just gonna make it work. I mean, just
no,
yeah.
Don't do that, please don't.
Now, I've decided we're gonna get her number and see if we can make that work.
No.
I feel like R. Kelly's attorney, what Dave Chappelle said, you ain't giving me much to work with, but you're not giving me much to work with. All right, we're gonna go from there. All right, caller, what was your second question?
My second question is so Miss Sophia, you don't render yourself wife material, so this question is not for you. But for Linda and Monica, let's say you're with the man who got his SHIT together, and let's say that his income is in the top 20%, so he pays all the bills. He pays all the bills in our house. And he comes to you and say, well, honey, I take care of all the bills in the house. But when it comes to us going on vacations, I want you to foot a bit more of the bill to offset that. Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, slow down. Who said
yes? One said yes, one said no.
I'm Monica. I have no problem footing the bill. I have I'm retired, and I live comfortably, and so yes, I would more than more than half, I would be more than happy to put the bill.
All right. Who said no?
I thought the question was, would you have a problem putting the bill?
Yeah, so, I think that's what you said. Would you have a problem putting the bill?
No, I would not have a problem.
I think Monica means
I would plan them 5 stars, all inclusive.
Yeah, because she's good for that. Okay, but Linda, what we're saying here is that you don't have a problem being 50-50 in a relationship.
No problem.
Okay. Well, at least you got to, Monica, you wouldn't have a problem being 50-50 in a relationship.
No problem.
Okay. Miss Sophia?
I wouldn't have a problem with that, no.
You would or you wouldn't?
I would not.
Okay.
No.
Of the ladies sitting up here right now, how many of you have a mortgage currently?
I do.
Yes, I do.
So all three of you currently have a mortgage?
Yes.
Okay. Linda, what's your monthly mortgage? I'm talking about where you live, not your investment properties. Don't play any games.
$1,000.
Okay. And how many more years left on that?
This house does not have a mortgage. The $1,000 is for property taxes.
Okay. That's, okay. What did I just say?
You asked the house that I lived in.
I said the house you live in currently. I said, do you have a mortgage now? Linda?
On 2 investment homes, I have mortgages.
Prince would kick your ass out of the Uber. He would do it. All right. Monica, what's your mortgage?
$1,800 a month and with 28 years left.
Okay. $1,800 a month for 20 years, that's a powerful amount. That's $650,000. She got in before the interest rate started spiking, but yeah, that's 650 grand. So fellas, keep that in mind about that 50-50. You about to dip in on this. Ms. Sophia, what's the monthly note?
We're back up to 1544 because of my taxes went up this year. So 1544, 47. I have 28 more years because I refinanced.
Baby, you're looking at half a mil, over 550,000. You better take some culinary lessons. She gonna need to fix some voodoo gumbo so she can go ahead and get that 50-50 on the rent. I'm just saying that's a lot. Think about this right now. What you're asking, even in a 50-50 relationship, not you, Linda, but even in a 50-50 relationship, Monica and Miss Sophia, y'all are asking for a dude to chip in $250,000 to $300,000. $250,000 to $300,000. We're not talking about car notes. We're not talking about shopping. We're not talking about taking you on vacation. We're not including any of that. Just to be a part of your life, even if he was willing to do for you what Linda's mama got that sap to do for her. Even if you're willing to do that, he's going to have to come in and foot $250,000 to $300,000. Not for a young female. He's going to have to come in after all these years, deal with the stretch marks and everything else, and he's going to have to foot $250,000 to $300,000. And that's just on if he's willing to go 50-50, and that's just on the house. That's not counting anything else. Nothing else. Because I'm not going to lie. Linda don't drive a jalopy, neither does Monica. I don't know about Miss Sophia, but...
No, I still have my Nissan Rogue. It's paid off, though.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
Y'all, we're going to start life, Miss Sophia. Something. Y'all, she's 58. She can't cook. She drives a Rogue. It just... we're going to have to find the upside. Miss Sophia, I should have vetted you better before I did this phone call. Y'all, this is my fault. I didn't ask no questions. I thought I was making all kinds of assumptions. I didn't ask no questions, so everybody, that's on me. Linda, we know you ain't got a jalopy. Monica, I know you don't have one. I ain't going to put you out there, but by the way, you and I both know you don't have one. So I'm just saying 50-50 is going to swerve a little bit. Are you ready for that, brother?
Oh, yeah. My situation's tight. In fact, I'd like to do some business with you one day soon. So yeah, that's not an issue. I got a question and a comment, if you don't mind, Mr. Black. One question, ladies. If you women are wife material, why not show your face?
Excuse me.
In fairness.
Now, excuse me, nigga. I'm the one programmed like I did tonight, jackass. I'm the one who did that.
Hold on, dude.
Why I did that. It's sitting there in the super chat. I did that because of their anonymity. Get off my phone. Hey, nigga, you ought to ask why you're not husband material. Maybe you should ask that instead. Instead of worrying about the females, maybe you should ask about your lame ass. Maybe you should ask that instead. For anybody here asking some jackass questions, it's only posted at the top of the super chat for obvious reasons. It is to protect their anonymity. I'll be damned. A third grade intellect would understand that. They are wife material because this is the last damn train leaving. They have been kind enough to admit that. Always some semi-homeless bum trying to call up and tell people about what they should be doing. You know what, fella? If you were so on point for attracting wife material, you'd be laid up with a chick right now. You wouldn't be watching my program. For real, for real. Somebody come back to Smokestack City and come pick up your boy. No, that was my idea, and that was what I did, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. I don't care if you believe it or not. And I don't care if you like it. These women agreed to talk here. They agreed to lay it all on the table. If the only thing they ask for is their anonymity, I'll be damned. At least I've shown you that they're real people. If that's not good enough for you, I suggest you go down there to the red light district. I'm sure you got plenty of experience and go do whatever in the hell you want to do. But if you don't like the format and the way I did it, that's your problem. And no, I meant that just the damn way I said it. That doesn't have any bearing on whether or not they're wife material. As a matter of fact, if you knew what it was, the very fact that they've come here and have been so open about it, that's a testament to it right there. And if I have to explain that to you, it wouldn't help to explain it to you. I suggest you go back and watch Barney. That's more your speed. And don't call me back. Caller from area code 847, you're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling because I've never married, and I'm 63 years old.
Okay, baby,
and
you sound like Monica right now. How old are you?
63.
Okay, and 63, what's your question?
Yes. I was wondering, is it too late for me to ever marry? I had a boyfriend in college, and we were together for 4 years in college, and we had a long distance relationship 4 years after college. And in the fourth year, he found somebody closer to home. And I had an opportunity to be with him in the islands. And I forego the opportunity. You know, his mom had set up, they had the job interview. Anyway, I thought.
That was when you were 20, your 20s. Time is short here. You're saying whether your prospects is 63 years old, baby, you'd have to be Nicole Murphy. You have to be Nicole Murphy at this point to have good prospects. So let me find out here. What city are you looking for a man in?
I live in St. Louis. I don't have – he doesn't have to be from St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm willing to move.
Strike one, you're in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm willing to move.
Now you better be willing to get on an airplane or a space shuttle. But in any case, next question, how old does he have to be? How old does he have to be maximum? What's the maximum age you're willing to get?
I guess 75.
Okay, you're 63. You're willing to go up to 75.
I think. I don't know. I haven't met.
Haven't thought this over. All right. How much money does he
I haven't
need?
Really thought about it.
How much money are you going to require him to be bringing in?
As long as he can take care of himself, like in a retirement, and if he has his own money, I don't need to support him financially. I'm not retired yet.
Okay,
I mean, if he has his own money.
Okay, but huh? So you're willing. Okay, stop. So you're willing to date a guy who makes $35,000 a year working at Chuck E. Cheese?
Well,
that's a yes or no question, ma'am. So you just said as long as he can take care of himself, great. He's 68 years old. He makes $35,000 a year. He wears the big outfit working at Chuck E. Cheese. That's cool, correct?
If he's a good man, yes. If he's a good man and you said 65 over, he's probably eligible for a retirement, you know, like if he had
No, you don't get to put add-ons to it. Look at that, y'all. She's trying to bump that up.
Well, when I say take care of himself, I mean...
As long as he's getting a pension somewhere, Chuck E. Cheese plus the pension, okay, we can work that. No, ma'am, I meant what I said. He's just like that Barky. Hey, y'all go look up the Snickers commercial with Barky the dog, okay? The Barky the dog Snickers commercial. When the kid asked him, he said, are you really a Barky's kid? I'm a grown man who's made a lot of mistakes. That's who he is. So if he's 70 years old wearing the Chuck E. Cheese mouse outfit, no, ma'am, you have just reached max pay. That's his peak value. Are you ready to ride?
If he has all the other qualifications I would desire.
All the other qualifications, what's that?
He must be a God-fearing man.
Now she has a religious qualification on it. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Go on.
He must wait until marriage for sex, and he must treat me, I would treat him as the head of the household, and he must treat me as a gentleman would treat,
okay,
you know, a woman.
Let me get this one more time. You are 63 years old. Have you ever given birth?
No.
You want a 70-something-year-old man to get a 63-year-old woman, and you want him to wait until marriage before having sex?
Yes.
Explain to me exactly why that's a requirement for you at 63.
Because I've been celibate since about 23 years now, and I've been waiting for marriage. You know, I haven't been dating them, but I've been sort of following the religious code to wait until marriage, and God would bring the person, but God hasn't brought the person to me yet. So I thought that if I put God first and obey Him, that God would bring me the person that I need for my life. So I guess that's no way.
Ma'am, do you hear yourself? You're 63.
Well, that's...
Stop.
Yeah.
You're 63. What the hell are you preserving?
Well, you're my integrity.
Baby, listen to me. Ain't nothing fresh off the lot when you 63. Tell me what part of you is fresh off the lot. That you've been preserving, that it has the same value at 63 as it did at 23. Tell me what part of your body has the same value, the same quality at 63 that it had at 23. Go.
It's for religious reasons, and you wouldn't understand that.
Ma'am, I do perfectly understand it. I'm talking about economic reasons. Your religion has not preserved you. You've got 40, maybe 50 years of road miles on you now. That man isn't getting a vestigial virgin.
Yeah, but I haven't been sexually active for many years, over closer.
Okay, but the value of your sexuality has plummeted. Do you not understand that? You're one of the golden girls. I'm not joking.
Well,
you're 63. You're one of the golden girls, and you're talking as if you're a fresh 20-something-year-old, and dude's going to wait for a 63-year-old? You expect somebody to wait?
Yes.
That's why I was trying to be subtle. That's why I was saying, what part of your body works the same at 63 that it did at 23? And you talking about he needs to wait for sex. It's not as if your sexuality has been
preserved. I'm in great shape. I'm in great shape, and I'm not. I think I function the same as I was when I was 20.
What does that have to do with the quality of your sexual response?
I think my sexual response would be just as great as it was when I was in my 20s.
You are not a man having to make that determination.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. What you're saying, okay, Miss Sophia, you are the medical expert in the room. Is it physically or physiologically possible for a woman's body to respond the same at 63 as it did at 23? That's not even physically possible. Your hormone level has plummeted. You're starting to have hairs on your chin. You've been through hot flashes. You're no longer cycling. What in the hell? Ma'am, I'm trying to be nice. Jason,
this is what the church does to you.
Yeah.
Jason, bring it down. Jason, bring it down a notch. What were you saying, Miss Sophia?
Anyway, this is the Boaz effect. Waiting on Boaz. And I'm sure she's there Wednesday and Sunday giving 10% of her income.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the church is teaching women.
She's 63 years old trying to argue with me that at 63... She is just as sexually capable at 63, that the experience is no different at 63 as it was at 23. There's been no degradation in the experience whatsoever. None.
Menopause.
She's literally saying this to other grown people. That she's grandma's gone wild, but that she's she's ready to rock. That there's been no changes whatsoever.
I can't say that it's been no changes whatsoever, but because I haven't experienced anything so long, but
okay,
I think I am.
Take my word for it. There's been a drop in your stock. Take my word for it. Nobody is
maybe
jumping.
Maybe so, but.
Nobody's jumping over
well,
any hurdles in a game.
I think I am enough for a 70-year-old man.
Well, you can't assume that. Listen to me. Nobody's going to jump over any hurdles, and no man is going to let you put him on the time clock. Furthermore, listen to what you just said. I think I'm enough for a 70-year-old man. You think a 70-year-old man got time to wait? Do you hear
yourself? Well, if he is a God-fearing man and he's following the biblical principles, I think he will wait.
Okay,
you know, where, I don't
long,
know where that would be.
Tell me how long you think a man should wait to get access to your 63-year-old breadbasket. How long do you think he should wait?
Well, soon as he puts the ring on a finger.
Okay, so you're saying he should wait 2 or 3 years?
No.
But that's usually the average amount of time that it takes for a man to propose.
Well, if we could get to know each other.
This is at least a year. You're talking about love on first sight. You're supposed to be too old.
No. That's not love at first sight.
Okay, why would a man want to marry you at 63? What's he going to get that he's not getting from you single already?
He will get intimacy and
okay. Whoa,
meals.
Whoa.
And
what's so special about your intimacy?
because I weigh it and haven't shared with anybody for so long.
Okay, ma'am, but that does not indicate quality thereof. There's a whole bunch of things that sit in mothballs and get stored, and they're no good.
I would be more appreciative of
him. So all of this is what you would appreciate and what you want.
Well, I think I could respond to him the way he would want me to respond.
You have no way of knowing that. You've been out of the league and out of practice for decades.
Yeah.
You have no way of assuring him of anything, and you're telling him you will sell him the product after he buys it. He can test drive it after he's made a commitment, a legal commitment to it. So you want him to purchase sight unseen.
That's what I've been taught that I should do, you know, according to that's the way to honor God.
Do you think God cares?
Yes.
Have you asked him?
Yes, and I get the response in his word. Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Call me back in 6 months and tell me how that's worked out.
It would probably be the same as always, you know, but...
Okay, so you're admitting that what you're doing doesn't work.
I'm admitting that, you know, once the guy hears that, I'm celibate.
I didn't ask about a guy. We've been using your methodology and your strategy and your leadership, and you're telling me that your strategy of waiting for religious reasons isn't bringing you anything.
If there's a religious man out there who abides by that same code, hopefully he will understand and he'll be the one, you know, I'm hoping that maybe he's out there.
And how has that been working out so far at 63?
Well, I haven't been looking.
Yes, you have.
I mean, not looking like on a major.
Yeah, you have.
Major pathway, major.
The world has already told you what a 63-year-old who expects men to wait can expect. By the way, how tall are you?
5'3".
How much do you weigh at 5'3"? And I'm about to ask you for a picture, so I'm going to text you to ask for a picture.
I weigh 141. I just got my new...
141.
I got a new phone. I don't have
pictures
in this phone. I just got it the other day.
You have an Instagram. You can send me the link to that.
You better
come with a better batch of lies than that one.
No, I'm not lying. I'm kind of top heavy.
That's another way of saying she's built like a maraca. All right. Here's what I want you to do. I sent you a text. Send me the Instagram link. I'm top heavy. That's what they say. I'm built like a spinning top. Send me the Instagram link. I'm not going to post it in front of everybody else. I'm going to take a peek so we can see if it's worth getting 63.
Phone. I can take a picture of myself, but this phone hasn't been able. I got to take it to the. It hasn't been able to download Instagram or Facebook or anything yet, or not even Cash App.
No.
But I can. I can't.
Go get from a full length. Get from a full length mirror and take a picture and send it to me.
Oh, okay.
You know how to do that.
I can do that.
You know how to do that. What kind of phone do you have?
Samsung S8.
Okay. Wow. She ain't even got nothing really.
No, S10. S10. Okay. So that's the new one.
That's not even flashy. Not even an S21. You got an old one. That ain't even flashy. So yes, ma'am. You know exactly that. She's talking about you just got an S10.
Yeah, I don't keep up with the latest technology.
There's an S21. She's talking about, I just got an S10. The folks on eBay made her a deal.
Because I misplaced it. That's why
I got a brand new S10. Folks on eBay made her deal.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know if it's brand new refurbished. I lost the last one.
Yes, you do know if it's you still ain't buys a cell phone without knowing if it's new or refurbished.
It looks new, but it says it might be refurbished.
Okay, stop jaw jacking. I need a full length mirror and a picture stat. I'm gonna put you on hold for a couple of minutes. I need you to get to that business. Ladies, she is 63 years old. 63. And just told us that she expects a man to wait 2 months or 2 years. Is there anybody on the panel tonight who is of the mind that a man should wait?
No.
No. I suggest when she wants prayer, I suggest y'all get together in a prayer circle for her because she needs it. Call her from area code 504. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Season's greetings, Jason. This is Brother G from New Orleans.
G from New Orleans, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, brother, I'll just say the last caller who called in, I wonder if she's been reading Steve Harvey's book. Second thing I will say, I had a question for your panel, for your guests. Good evening, ladies. I wanted to know, since you have brought this up with the last caller, Jason, did the ladies, and may have you, I don't know if you mentioned this, but did the ladies have any type of religious qualifications for trying to get a man in their life? And do they believe in submitting or okay with submitting to their man as being head of the household?
Okay. Are there any ladies here who have a religious requirement for a man?
No.
Okay, that's your first answer. Do any of you have a problem with submission other than Linda?
No.
All right. Linda's over there lying, but they all said no to both.
Yeah.
All right, G, all you got to do is come with your paper stacked up. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get Color Miracle 513. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, what's up, Jason? This is Lowe from Cincinnati. How you doing?
All right, Lowe from Cincinnati, what's on your mind?
I just want to know, why would you ladies put so much energy into being somebody's side chick instead of putting that same energy into reconciling with the guy that was already there in the trenches with you from the jump?
Bro, that was decades ago.
That was decades.
In the case of all these women, those men moved on a while ago, bro. That's not an option.
Facts. What I meant was, how long would it take for you ladies to understand that this dating market is trash for y'all to actually begin the reconciliation process?
About the age of 40 or 50. That's the reason I'm doing the last train leaving tonight is, understand, most females out here, I really do have a belief that most women today, they're living in this, you know, psychosomatic melodrama where they want their life to be a beautiful tragedy. They've been watching soap operas or whatever, and thank you very much for giving us a call. He's trying to make a Rubik's Cube. But I think that a lot of women today want their lives to be a beautiful tragedy. Like, they're just so used to drama, like Olivia Pope. They want things to be painful and difficult and awful, that they're so addicted to drama that if the world and life won't bring them drama, they'll just make it. If life in the world will not give them difficulties and unnecessary drama, they'll just sit there and stir it up for themselves, and then they just sink into this little psychotic little old ladyism. And that's what it ends up being. So what you have are a bunch of corrupted old women who had corrupted daughters. Now we're dealing with the third and fourth generations now. You want to talk about your biblical scriptures? How about passing down the sins of the fathers or the mothers to the third and fourth generations? So this is where we're at. A whole bunch of women out here, just basically their fate has been written for them. There will be a few who can maneuver out of the position, but they're all where they are because they were told, you know, I have to reiterate this story, talking about religion. I'm going to get back to you here in just a moment, ma'am. She ain't sent me a picture yet, y'all. I'm still waiting. Waiting like the woman for Boaz. I'm still waiting over here. But, you know, there was the story of the folk. There was a story that was told you, analogous to Dante's Inferno, where this man talked about the guy was shooting around hell, and you saw these people, they were searching for folk in the lake of fire and brimstone, and when they would grab somebody, they would grab them, they were grabbing them and shaking them and yelling at them and cursing at them and dunking them back in the lake of fire and brimstone and bringing them back up and yelling at them again. And there's like hundreds of people doing that, and the guy's saying to the angel, the demon, whatever, why are they doing that to those people? They're stuck down here in hell with them. Why are they doing that? And he said, those are the pastors who told them that they were saved. Those are the ones who told them that they were saved. We have a generation of broken women who are good for destroying themselves and everything around them. God help the children. They're turning their boys into emasculated units that they themselves never want in their psychobabble drama, and they are openly will look you in the eye and tell you, yes, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. And they listen to a bunch of folks who told them that they were saved, told them, don't worry, there's always going to be a man out there. If you good in bed and you freaky enough and you willing to sleep on the first damn date, and whatever, you can go ahead and do that. It was a sermon player, not a movie. It's an old story. But they told him, as long as you're willing to be freaky enough and get down enough and you dirty enough and you nasty enough, and don't worry, there's always going to be another man. There's always going to be another man, baby. Don't you worry about that there. These women lied, and they're now lying on a mass contagion level. It's a culture of lying. Nicki Minaj is telling you there's plenty of men out there, and she's married to a felon. I'll just leave it at that. That's the best she could do while she's telling you that. Now she's at her concert saying, I need all my females here to go get their degrees. Sat there the whole damn concert talking about get their degrees. This is a woman who has no damn clue what to do. They listened to a bunch of other folk who didn't know. All they did was trash your life and destroy your chances. Now you've aged out. This is the deadliest, most dangerous position for a female to be in, is to age out. Because now you're in a position where you're you got competition on both sides of you. When you were in your 20s, your competition was on only one side of you, in front of you. As long as you were younger than everybody else, you had the advantage. Once you get older, you got competition coming and going, because literally every female you look at is you got no advantages over anybody. And as you get older, as you all have learned, life throws hideous hardballs at you. No mercy, no pity. Don't give a damn how good of a person you were, how many little old ladies you held across the street. Life don't care. Here, hold this stroke. Here, hold these bad knees. Here, hold this carpal tunnel syndrome. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I'll be damned. I should have cashed in my chips when I was in my 20s. It's too late. I played the field too long with a bunch of little old ladies who told you, don't worry, you'll be all right. While they're sitting there with their husband telling you what you don't need. And if you're narcissistic enough and vain enough, and unfortunately, we have a culture that produces this on massive levels now, don't worry, you'll be all right. Listen to Beyonce, she's sitting with her husband. Listen to Nicki Minaj, she's sitting with her husband. Listen to Cardi B, she's sitting with her husband. Listen to Oprah, she's sitting with her cats. She doesn't even like men. She doesn't even like men. All right, baby, I got your pictures. Let me ask you two questions.
Yes.
How old do you think you look?
I would say maybe 50.
You think you look 50?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got so many things I want to say about this last picture you sent me. I have so many things I want to say about this last picture.
That last picture, it
Yeah, that I wasn't.
Ma'am, this last picture ain't flattering at all. Oh, I'm just going to say this. The last picture she sent me, it doesn't have her face, and she's not turned around back. I'm going to leave it at that. This last picture you sent me is not flattering. You think a man going to wait for this? Baby, you think a man going to wait for this?
Well, that wasn't a good picture.
That was the best you got. But that was the best you got. She's not showing her face, and she's not turned around backwards. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'm just saying, this last picture was not very flattering at all, baby. And you think a man will wait for this?
Yeah.
If that nigga's in hospice, yes. Baby, ma'am, I want to thank you so much for calling in, but baby, if we are out of touch with
that picture is not in the
all I could think to myself was a nag, a donkey, a nag. That was all I could think. I'm like, wow, this U-shaped steed, and it's just, ma'am, no. Steve Carell. No. This is not happening. Okay? Bottom line, you can believe whatever the hell you want to about yourself. You need to look at this last picture and just stare at it and start having a Jason moment is what you need to have. Man, this last picture says everything.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the other three. You showed me this last picture. How can you look at this? This is a 50-year-old. This is a 50-year-old body that never gave birth. It never gave birth, by the way.
I don't have a full length mirror.
Damn,
so,
I don't need a full length mirror. This right here, the view right here is good. Baby, let me tell you, without seeing your face, you look 60 something years old. Yes. Somebody would assume you 60 something years old just by this last picture doesn't show your face at all. And this is a 60 something year old body. Yes, it is. And
that
she's talking about, I want you to wait.
Okay. Well,
ma'am, I'm just telling you, look, the bottom line is you can believe whatever in the world you want to. These are inconvenient truths. You look like a grandma. But because you are. I've been as nice. I haven't stood up here and described body parts, but I'm just saying, baby, come on now. Come on. Let's get serious. Let's get serious here. It's one thing to lie to men. You don't be lying to yourself. Come on.
No, I don't.
I'm sure you are a good. I'm sure you're a good, nice, salt of the earth woman, and I think that's applaudable. We're talking about the sexual marketplace where men have options.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying, baby, when you bunked over, that was it. Game over. So I'm just telling you, no. Is Jason one of my options? Did he answer the phone? Jason, what kind of job does he need to have? A job. Well, how much income? Yes. Jason, how much does he need to make? Yes. That's where you fit in. Listen to me. If you go another route, we'll be having this conversation in 2 years, but that's the first thing I'm going to tell you about standards. If you want to keep that religious standard, you can do that, but let's be very, very clear. You're going to have to give up something. You can keep your religious standard, but you're going to have to jettison your income standard. Or you can keep the income standard, but you're going to have to get rid of the religious one. So which one is it?
Definitely not the religious.
You're not going to give up the religious one?
Nope.
Then it is going to be a long, ugly wait.
The Lord will be waiting for her.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Ma'am, I don't know where you think this 70-year-old bachelor who can't wait to wait for your 63-year-old playground. I don't know where you think he hanging out at, but tell me when was the last time you went to church and you met somebody like that?
It's mostly women in the church. I haven't met any men in the church. Any singles man in the church.
Okay, here's the real issue. The issue is you're real uptight and you're real shy and you're real reserved and stuff. And I'm like, okay, you can live your life that way, but just understand you're going to miss out on a lot. With these artificial barriers and artificial obstacles, you can have those obstacles. You can't force men to honor them. That's the problem. You can't force us to honor it. So you can keep the whatever your standard you want to be. You're already on the sideline. You're on the bench. If you're comfortable riding the pine, sure. But just keep in mind, you can't force us to honor it. And you cannot talk us into valuing it. Ma'am, listen to me. When was the last time you heard a man say that the most important thing to him for a senior citizen female was her sexual chastity? When's the last time you heard that anywhere? That's a young woman's game. That's a complaint for young women. That ain't a complaint for Cicely Tyson. You can't come strolling through here like Betty White talking about, all right, fellas, in a couple of years, you can come and get it. This is delusional, ma'am. All I can say is basically what you're espousing is you can have it all. So all I'm saying is wake up and smell reality. You cannot name a single 65-year-old man that you can think of who's running around talking about, boy, I wish I could find a woman who was more, a 65-year-old woman who was more sexually reserved. You can't tell me where you've ever met that. You can't talk men into valuing things. You can't bully us into valuing it. Here's the real issue. The real issue is, like right now, let me ask you a question. How much do you make a year?
$92,000.
You make $92,000 a year. You have no children.
Right.
How many pets do you have?
None.
You've never owned a pet?
As a child, I did.
But you don't own one now?
No.
She's a little old lady. She makes $90,000 a year. How far from retirement are you?
I don't plan to retire till like I'm 70.
She's going to work till she dies. Any house plant?
Well, not in this house. I have some investment property and I just moved into this apartment and it's a fake plant.
This is what happens. Linda, you better wake your ass up and listen. This is what happens to you. I'm going to do for myself. I got some investment property chicks. They lose their mind. You become like Tom Hanks in Castaway. You just go bonkers. She doesn't even hear herself. She's completely out of touch with reality because there's no one else to keep her grounded. She ran them all off decades ago. Now she's completely out of touch with reality. There's no one to keep her grounded. So she's got a $90,000 a year income and an investment property. Congratulations. And she's by herself.
Yep.
She's utterly alone. What I thought the story of A Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge taught us, what the hell good is all that money if you don't have someone to share it with?
I have friends and family.
So that was your goal in life, to take care of your kinfolk? Who's taking
no.
care of you? Who's taking care of you?
Well, I prayed that God would send me somewhere.
How's that working out?
I'm hurt that it's in his time.
How long you been waiting?
Years, decades.
How many years? Catch a clue. Maybe mm-hmm. God is trying to tell you something. Have you considered that? Maybe God is trying to tell you something.
Well, maybe the answer is no, then I'm not supposed to have, a companion.
Or maybe the answer is you need to have a realignment. Why is it that one can't be the answer? Because it doesn't allow you to go hiding off in your little hidey hole. Just understand, and I mean this as nicely as I possibly can. Fellas, you got to watch out for the little throwed-off young chick. I did the program years and years ago. They little throwed-off young chicks, and 25 years later, she was in her late 30s when she began this celibacy kick because she doesn't get along with men. She's not good at attracting them. She's not good at holding them. And her way of relating to them is leading with religion. That means she likes to try to bully men. She wants to tell a man, I don't have to do what you say because God said. And then the men were all like, Heifer, you better get the hell on. So you all can tell with this much religious zealotry, when she meets a man, she wants to tell him what the deal's going to be. That's what she wants to do. She wants to tell him what's going to be. Remember what I told you. Hey, that's why they get their income up the way they do. They start that young. She got her income up so she doesn't have to submit to a man's authority. I submit to God's authority. I guarantee you've been just like this your whole life. Slick at the mouth. Non-submissive.
No.
Telling a man what you
no.
don't say not to do. And I don't have
no,
to listen
no.
to make my own. I
not
make my
all.
Own.
That's not me, Jason.
Oh, damn, you're 63 years old. I can see what you're in. You don't get here by
accident. I submit to theirs already. I don't try to boss any
man.
No.
If you were good at submitting to a man's authority, you would not be single for 25 damn years. That's physically impossible. If you were good at submitting to a man's authority in your late 30s, if you were really that good, how in the hell is it that nobody took you off the market? That doesn't happen.
I haven't been available.
Why have you not been available?
Because I've been in I've been in school and been in church, and I haven't been.
Okay,
I thought
that's not a submissive woman.
I'm just saying I haven't met a man.
God sent you the message. That's not a submissive woman. That's your rebellious ideas.
That's not a submissive woman. No, I mean, there has not been any man in my life, so I figure
Because you have not made that a priority to submit to a man. You made it a priority to submit to a school.
No,
now this is your reward. You made it a priority.
No, the school wasn't. School was because there was no man in my life. You know, I might as well try to make the best that I can.
No man in your life because you didn't make that the priority. If you had said, "Damn a school, I'm getting me a husband," you'd have one.
Well, I was living in Arizona at the time,
but then
and there
you
was
have to
no
give up all these other things. You'd have to give that up, and you didn't want to give it up. You don't want to give it up now. You still want to be in charge now. You still want to tell a man how he needs to approach you and what he's going to get and that you going to call the shots. That's not God talking. That's just you, the same one it's always been. That's just you. It's just you. Just you saying, I'm here to dictate what the rules are. It's just you. And men see it. That's not God. That's just you.
I haven't been dating. I haven't had the conversation with men.
Okay. You want to keep running things? Call me back in 6 months and tell me how that works. I'm serious. Give me a call back in 6 months. Let me know if your options have improved with you being in charge and you dictating the men what it's going to be and hear the rules, and I'm here to tell you what's going to happen and you going to wait as long as I... Let me know how many men sign up for that wonderful deal you offering to let you tell him what's going to be. You're not going to follow his lead. He's going to follow yours. Call me back in 6 months and tell me how many men signed up to follow your lead. Go on.
I'm not trying to have a man follow my lead.
Yes, you are.
I'm looking for a man who will lead me.
Okay. Well, once you start telling him these the rules, you're not looking for a leader anymore.
I'm looking for a guy, for a man who follows biblical principles.
No, you're looking for your definition of it. You're looking for yours so you can tell him what kind of man he needs to be.
Well, I'm looking for someone who's similar in religion to me.
Yeah, your idea of religion. Yours.
The church that I attend and the...
Yeah, your idea of religion. No, not the churches. It's your idea.
No, it's not mine. It didn't come to my head. This is what I've been taught these years.
How about when you meet the man, how about you let him tell you what the rules are?
Okay.
All right, get to it. Miss Sophia, you called it.
Yes, I called it, didn't I?
You called it.
I told you.
I mean, folks, last train leaving, she's sitting there telling you, oh, no, the train going to do what I want. 63 years old. I'm not going to disparage what I've seen in these pictures, but I'm just going to say it looks like a 63-year-old. It looked like a 68-year-old, but I'm like, baby, look here. No, you're out of touch. You're out of touch. I'm not going to disparage you, but I'm just saying, I mean, she is completely out of touch. She's gone off and gotten her hair colored. So I guess she's kind of trying to tell herself, well, I haven't gone gray. Well, hell no, the damn Revlon people didn't save you from that. But everything else is there. So it's not like she's an app like Jada Pinkett's mama. It's not like she's looking like that. No, I'm not disparaging her. I'm saying, look, y'all, she looks like a senior citizen. She built like a senior citizen, okay? She built like you. Whatever is in your mind for a 68-year-old, Jason, she says she's 63. Whatever's in your mind for a 68-year-old, that's it right there. And she's telling us that men gonna wait. I expect him to wait. How long? However long it takes. How old is he again? 70? 75?
The sad part is she's telling all the young girls in the church the same thing.
Exactly.
Go to school, get your education, God will send you a man, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not going to happen like that. I think she missed that whole conversation we had earlier because she wouldn't have come in and seen all that.
It's just pure delusion.
Pure delusion. It is. At its best.
It's weird. I want you to understand, as a man, when women run out of ideas, they just start babbling. No offense, ladies. When women lose an argument, they just start babbling. I don't care. It's what I feel. It's my they run out of ideas, and they start babbling, and it just gets weird, man. Men don't want to sit around having irrational-ass debates all the time. It's just like, okay, when you start talking silly, a four-year-old would not sit here and dispute me as long as she did. And you expect a man is 70 years old with his heart medications and stuff to sit up here and put up with this? You'll be done talking to a heart attack with your garbage. and all he got was a 63-year-old. Man, look here, you better do like Nicole Smith's last husband did. Stack that paper, get an OnlyFans chick who's struggling. At least it'll be worth it. At least it'll be worth it, baby. She was bold about it. I think I look 50, ma'am. Ma'am, stop. Just quit. Just quit.
And then she said there are no men in the church, so she's contradicting herself.
Well, no, not really, because she is cut off. And no offense, when you're dealing with a little weird, little throw-it-off chick, she's real recessive. She doesn't want men touching her, you know, so she's just been real reserved. And that's one thing when you are in your early 20s and your body is banging like a kick drum. That's one thing. But when you turn to a little old lady, man, ain't nobody worried about your sexuality one way or the other. You all know it. When you're in your early 20s, men are obsessed with your sexuality. They want play-by-play. They want minute-by-minute updates. What you doing? 12 noon. What you doing at 12:30? 63 years old, we're not even checking back to dust the books off.
Miss Sophia, she makes
$90,000. Yeah, that's going to attract a man.
Well, we should have asked her how did she spend her Christmas. I'm just curious. She's probably
she was say praying. I was praying and sitting around just, okay. Like I said, it's just 63 years old, and then you wonder why the young chicks out here screwed the hell up like they are.
Don't do it, ladies. Do not. She waited 25. She said she's been waiting 25 years.
And she thought that a man was waiting along with her. That's the crazy part. I've been waiting 25 years, and there's some man out there. He's been waiting along. That's what I'm saying. This is a psycho fantasy.
It is.
This is some damn Young and the Restless. I'm sitting here waiting somewhere out there. There's a man who's been waiting with me. Ma'am, let me tell you, ain't that nigga been waiting around this whole time. It is not. If he tells you he has, he's been lying. And she's saying this in front of other grown people.
Exactly. Scary.
So the real issue is she's real prudish. I'm going to say that because the other option is the other side of the coin is she's been run through by so many. Her sexual resume looks like Charles Manson's rap sheet. And at this point, she's just real, real reticent. She's just been touched by so many that now it's an uncomfortable experience for her. So now she really just wants a man to be around, but she doesn't really want sexual contact. She just wants a dude to be around because she'd already been bodied, and that's it. So that's the other option. I'm hoping it's option one, because if it's option two, which is very, I didn't want to say anything while she was on the phone. If it's option two, that she's just got so many bodies between the ages of 16 and 36 that now she's just over sex. And it's just like, oh, I'm afraid of it. I'm paranoid about sex. We don't really need to do that, do we? Can we just hold hands? Because she's misused it. Now she's just like, let me get into this asexual, non-sexual relationship. That she's literally saying, is there a 70-year-old man who's willing to wait? 70. I mean, she's not even doing the math on that. Who the hell gets to 70 years old want to wait for nothing? All the old people, that's why they get their damn senior citizens discounts. They get on the bus for half fare. We got to pick their asses up first. They have their own little slots at Walmart. They ain't waiting for a damn thing. Like, man, look at, I'm 72 years old. I might die before I get to the store. You better bring that mess over here to me now. What the fella say? I don't even buy green bananas anymore. The hell you talking about? Can you wait? I'm 72. Can you wait? Look here. All right. Call America 415. You're on Live with the Business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Don P. calling from San Francisco.
Wake up, Don. What's on your mind?
No, I really appreciated your program tonight. And, you know, I understand everything you did. And you know what? I know the ladies appreciated it because they poured their hearts out. And I want to be, you know, give shouts out to them for just telling the real, because that caller that you had on there, the if you had a, one of them crazy shows, she would be the church lady. She's out of touch with reality. Completely out of touch with reality. Go ahead, Jason.
I already said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Completely out of touch with reality. Now, I'm 58. Never been married. Don't have no kids like you. I'm not going to be checking for no 70-year-old, especially when it's out of touch with reality. My recommendations for her is this, that she get involved with the senior explorer groups, go to the bingo parlors, and take them trips wherever she is, get on the bus, and go to the casinos. And that's about the best bet. But
ain't nobody gonna wait. Ain't nobody gonna wait for the layup there neither. Let me tell you, my nigga, ain't nobody ain't nobody in Caesar's Palace talking about waiting no 2 years. Oh, man, look, he's going to walk straight past her penny slot. He's going straight past her penny slot to the roulette table. He ain't waiting.
Living in delusion. You know, my mama told me this, man. And, you know, every time I bucked against it, it was true. Son, you've never been married. Ex-married women, divorced women off your list. You don't have any children. Ex-women off your list. But now since I'm older, yeah, women that I might deal with are probably going to have children. The problem is this. When you're younger, you might have that other individual that's the spoiler. When the children get older, they may have a bitterness and be trying to put a bug in your ear about that individual that can actually make you happy. The one that says, you know what, I ain't never been married before. You got grown children, so I ain't to worry about none of that. Why not give it a shot? Well, now it's not the other person that procreated with that person. Now it's the bitter child that has that ideology that was passed down to them. It's almost like a spoiler mentality. I ain't happy, and I got these three nappies from these three daddies, and I don't want you to be happy. So it's crazy, man. We kind of messed up. And church lady, I can kind of, I understand where she's at, man. I can understand. She's never been married. She's never had any children. And so that whole cycle, it's like maturity. If you don't go through certain things, you never grow up. So she's sort of like Peter Pandris. She skipped over that whole portion of her life.
She's been out here so long in her life, mm-hmm, by herself with no one to reflect this garbage off of. There's nobody in her family who has checked her and corrected her. There hasn't been a man available who wanted to do so. So she's been allowed to construct this alternate parallel reality on her own. And it's different. Because you know how we as men do. It's different if you're young. We'll let you believe whatever the hell you want to believe. Just so long
as it's
the way you want it to be, we'll let you believe whatever we want to. You're going long, Don, but I'll let you go ahead and have the last word here.
Okay.
But,
and because you're only because your speakers, only because your speaker spoke on it.
Well,
only because your guest spoke on it.
Woman believe whatever she wishes to believe. The problem is when females stop realizing, by the way, that's a courtesy that we extend to young women. Being a kept woman is a young woman's game. Being a sugar baby is a young woman's game. Being a kept woman is a non-working young woman's game. Once you get out here and throw elbows with men, that's it. Welcome to the arena. And if you fall out of touch with reality, then you just become this sad little old lady that nobody fools with. I'll let you have the last word.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. The Boaz thing, I needed to get with that because, see, I understand all this stuff. And what that woman was talking about, your pastor became your husband, and now he's getting 10% of what you do every month. But as in terms of what the ladies was talking about in terms of the story, Pookie and Ray Ray do not have a cousin that they can pass on now. I don't want her. They don't have a cousin they can pass her on to who happens to be a wealthy agricultural man who is a man of means, like yourself, who got it out the dirt. And you don't, it's hard to find men above your level because I'm talking about, you know, earning potential cracking ceilings on a yearly basis. I don't know what these women think. But if they think they have a hard time with the system, what do you think they're doing to the head? Because the head is what actually moves our segment of society forward. And if they can if they can decapitate that, we're a wrap. And I'm going to land the plane.
Give us a call tonight, Don. Well, certainly, like I say, I'm glad she called in so we could see exactly what the other side is, because that was the discount bin. My next program is the discount bin. Tonight has been the very long, eagerly awaited last train leaving. My next program is the discount bin. So if you want to know what happens after the last train, ma'am, just got off the phone. You in the discount bin. You just don't know it. Last train leaving is some chicks who might have somebody who's interested. Discount bin is, it doesn't matter what you do. You could post your phone number on the billboard. Nobody's calling. Welcome to the discount bin. So if everybody wants to know what the next program is I'm working on, it's the discount bin. I don't know if I'm going to have any female guests to say, Jason, I'm in the discount bin. I don't know if that's going to happen. But I'm definitely, that's going to be the next one to put this in proper context for you all. To my fellas out there listening, pay attention. But more important to the females, pay attention. Tonight's program isn't really a woe is me thing. It's just to put this in its proper perspective. Everybody thinks they got an unlimited amount of time. Everybody thinks the man of their dreams or the woman of their dreams, they're going to wait around for you. That when you get done doing whatever you messing around doing, that they're just out there waiting for you to get done. And then when you get ready to pull up, I've been sitting here waiting for you. And that's not life. And stuff happens in the meantime. So, Jason, what is your verdict? All right. Here's the verdict. Sophia first, Linda second, Monica last. Or, and I just take it in order here. Linda first. Linda, I know what you want, but that's not what you need. You need something that can handle the way you are. You might tell yourself you're not this axe-swinging barbarian harpy, and you're not. But you have some ways about you that on first contact turn men off. And you might be looking at the worst hood rats out there saying, well, I'm not like them. That's not the way the scale works. All the things that you thought were pluses, they are for a man, but they're not for you. In your case, you have some things going for you. You're in good shape. You have a good demeanor. You're cool people. She claims she can cook, unverified, but we'll see about it. You're not a financial drain, but you're a niche product. You are not too far gone, but you're going to have to be submissive as hell. But you cannot keep looking for Mr. Easygoing. Mr. Easygoing doesn't want you. That's the lesson of the last 4 years. Mr. Easygoing doesn't want you. You want an easygoing guy who's a producer. Easygoing producers don't take women like you. And I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about your ways. Easygoing producers don't take women like that. You need a fella who, when them swerves come, he can handle that. So what I'm going to do, I will put this out there. If you are a fella, if you are a man, and you make $80,000 a year or more, but you are prepared to deal with a hard-head female at times, and you understand that she presents as very easygoing, but she got some knobs on her. If you're prepared for that, send me an email. I might raffle her off. I might do that. But it's going to have to be a specific type of dude. It can't be any soft fella. That's not going to work. She's going to give you a taste of that hot sauce, and you're going to flee. So Mr. Nice Guy need not apply. But in Linda's case, Linda is not impossible. And I don't want to give that impression, but she got some ways. If she can get with a fellow who can deal with it, notice I said deal with it. I didn't say change it. I said a fellow who can deal with it, which really just means a fellow who got his ways about him like she does. If we can find that, I think they'd be a good match. Notice I backed off that monetary requirement. That does not mean that you get a fellow freeloading off of you. But by the same token, Linda, the more you raise that income, the less of the other things he'll tolerate. Men don't get money so we can tolerate bullcrap. We get money so we don't have to. So being realistic about that, the more you do that, the more it'll be an issue. Linda is not a terminal case. She's got a lot of good characteristics about her. What she needs is to stop looking for her dad. Let me try this a different way. Imagine if Cardi B went looking for Mr. Nice Guy. Ain't gonna work. Now, she'll tell herself, I ain't like Cardi B. Well, no, maybe you have made the same kind of music. But I'm talking about personality-wise. You need a fellow who can handle, and now I said the word I meant, a fellow who can handle that. You get that, you'll be good. But Mr. Nice Guy, you're going to break him. And I don't want to see you in a situation where it's just a countdown till he cheats on you or leaves you. I don't want to see that. So change what you're looking for. You're looking for the wrong guy. You don't need your dad. Maybe your granddad, but not your dad. Maybe stepdad, I don't know. But not your father, not him. Monica is my favorite. Monica's the right kind of thickness. That's the real thing. She's 49, but she's been staying in the gym and everything, so she's the right kind of thickness. So for a fellow who's out there looking for something that's 49 years old, but she's the right kind of thickness, that's good. She's got a good demeanor to her. She's not argumentative, except when she is. But she's not necessarily a disciplinary problem, but she needs an easygoing guy. She needs the opposite of what Linda needs. What Linda been looking for, that's what Monica needs. Y'all two need to swap. I'm serious. What Linda been getting, she needs to shoot them dudes your way. Monica, what you been dealing with, I need to go Linda's way. But Linda needs easygoing. Because she's a more delicate product now, and she's really trying to ease into that, and she's not looking for no trouble. So in reality, that's what Linda needs, is an easygoing guy. So Prince from Richmond, he would work out better with a Monica. She's just trying to cruise and take it easy, and she doesn't want a bunch of choppiness. Yeah, there you go. Somebody like that, him and her could get along. Good. Sophia.
Yes. Yeah.
Loud. Sophia.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you in where you fit in, baby.
Yeah.
If Red Fox is still out there. Have you considered the handicap clinic?
the 55-plus community.
Okay. And then, well, Linda will let you show her around. My real point is, baby, it can't all be downside. It can't be. I'm 53, two kids, divorced, can't cook. Wait a minute. Come on now.
Hey, Jason.
We got to get some upside in here, baby.
I know.
It can't all be. It can't just all be struggle. Like, okay, I'm 50. I'm 53. I'm sorry, 58.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids, grown.
Three
kids, baby. This keeps getting worse. I'm just saying. Just, you should have left it alone at the two. You're not helping yourself now. You're not helping yourself now. It's two kids, three. Nope. Y'all, she going down with the ship. She going down with the ship. So just.
Well, Titanic is my favorite movie, but
it's about to be a documentary. It's about to be an autobiography. I'm just saying, but it can't just all be downside. Then she ain't papered up neither. Like, it's one thing
I'm
she.
I'll be able to work on it now that I have my other people.
Yeah, it's one thing if she was papered up. At least we could shoot Alexander Edwards your way. But it's like, okay, well, we can't even do that. So I'm trying to help, but I'm just saying, baby, it's all downside. So you're going to have to get serious about patching some of these holes.
Okay, I'm still working on the weight.
And that's the first problem right there, still working on the me ass. Baby, you 58 years old and a healthcare worker, working under my ass. No, you bull jiving.
I know.
You need to get with Monica. You bull jiving. Come on now. You can't be 58 talking about I'm still on my weight loss journey. What is this, Lord of the Rings? You supposed to already be there. No. No. Come on now.
Right.
You playing around, baby. You 58. I don't know what the hell. You're going to end up with Miss 63-year-old. I'm waiting for a good man. Okay.
No.
I think I look 50. Okay.
No,
that's where you going to be.
No, I don't want to go in that category.
Okay. Look here. The internet is wide open. My girl Brittany Issy on Facebook, they got a whole group for chick sisters who cook. There's a whole bunch of Facebook groups who do that. You too damn old to be talking about I'm 58 years old and don't know how to make nothing but boil a weenie. Come on now. This thing going to work. I make ramen noodles. You going to get a ramen noodle, dude.
I don't even know how to make ramen noodles.
Oh, Lord, y'all. She's going to get the fella who lives outside the alley of the guy who makes ramen. Come on, baby. You and on the one hand, it's
okay,
like, on the one hand, it's hee-hee, but on the other hand, baby, I'm trying to help. And it's not going to work like this. The resume can't be this damn shallow.
Okay, I'm going to work on the cooking and the weight. Give me 6 months.
I was about to say, how much time you think you got?
Okay, give me 90 days. 90 days.
Because you and me have been talking for almost a year.
That's true.
Okay, don't sound very serious. What I'm saying is men take that seriously.
90 days.
I'm just saying, you know, you got to have offsets. You can't rely on youth anymore. So
well,
you're going to have to, okay, but there are other things you can, but you can't rely on what you don't have. So in your case, all I can say to you is you got to get serious. You very good for talking and woe is me, and I'm very sorry about your family and all that, right? Baby, I'm very sorry about your grandmama. She was a real bastard, and grandfather seemed like even more of a bastard, and mama was messed up. I understand all of that. Baby, you 58 now. We can't even really put that on them anymore. If you can tell me how screwed up they were, then you know what the issue is.
That's true.
So we can't even point a finger at this point. Nobody comes from a perfect situation. Y'all didn't. I didn't. No one listening here. What the hell is perfect? I can't even tell you what that is. I've seen people who they gave their kids everything. Kids are screwed up. They gave their kids nothing. Kids are screwed up. They tried to put it in the middle. Kids are screwed up. So there's no such thing as a perfect situation. You got to adapt. There are going to be things you were given and there are going to be things you weren't. You might have more things given that weren't or more things that weren't given than were. I don't know how the chip's going to fall for you, but at some point you got to patch them holes together so you can have the life you want to have. At some point your life becomes a journey to have the life you want, and that if there were gaps left by your parents, you're now on a mission to find out how to fill those gaps, not to sit there and lament that there are gaps. And at 58, there's a 70-year-old who's going to fool with you for real? Or 65-year-old, but I'm going to tell you one damn thing. The first, when you come up here and tell him, at 58, you don't know how to cook, all he hears is, this is a child. Mm-hmm. And nothing's going to turn off a mature man like having a woman who's got a childish development about her. He's like, you ain't ready to take care of no man. What you want me to do for you? I can't even come home to a meal. What do you expect me to do? I mean, the real thing is, what are we trading off here? Like, if I gave you a man tonight, what you going to do with him? You can't cook for him. So what are you going to do? I'm doing you a favor, keeping him away from you right now. You got to get ready. Now, if you get serious and get ready, it's going to pop. But if you keep doing this, let me give you, all I can say is keep that deaconess's number. Take off that restraining order. And so you can go ahead and... I'm just saying that might be your last train leaving.
No. Mm-mm. 90 days.
Okay. Well, like I say, definitely, I want to thank all of you for your candor. I want to thank you for joining us. I think this has been outrageously informative. It's been well worth the wait. I think there's something in it for all of y'all. I don't think that any of you necessarily are a lost cause, not even Linda, Jason, not even Linda. I do not believe she's a lost cause. But I am going to say you need to make adjustments. I'm glad you were able to talk to me here tonight in front of everybody else. People don't just respond because I say something. And furthermore, even if I say it, if it doesn't make sense, it's not going to work. So when I tell you, hey, these standards need some adjustment, I'm not saying the side chick thing because it sounds cute. I'm saying it because in the world in which we live, it's like going to a temp agency. So what kind of employer are you looking for us to sign you up with? I have no skills. I have no work ethic. And I would like to make $90 an hour. Okay, well, not so sure that will work. So what I'm saying is in the world in which we live, your ability to adapt is going to be important. Your ability to adapt is going to be important. I would rather see you be the side chick to a fellow who's going somewhere. You might actually have the opportunity to upgrade your status. I don't know if you do or if you don't. I do know one thing. We ain't got a lot of leverage out here. That's just math. We don't. That ship has sailed. And that's the truth. It sailed. That's life. You're going to be the ones who decide whether that was the end for you. Ladies, I'm going to open up my email. So to any of the fellas out there listening, if you are a fellow who is about his business, but you're ready to deal with it, you know how to handle a single mom. Let me say this. You know how to handle a single mom. Who's she cute? She's built fit. She's papered up. But she needs a fellow who knows how to handle a single mom. Email me. And if everything looks on the up and up, I'll send you Linda's way. If you're an easygoing fella, wants to deal with a chick, she's in good shape. She's got a sunny demeanor. She's everything I'm not. But she needs some tender loving care and some delicate treatment, but she ain't really looking for no trouble. Shoot me an email and we'll see about that. Sophia, in 6 months, we'll check up on you and then we'll take emails for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Ladies, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight. I will let you have the last word, starting with Linda.
Thank you for having me, Jason. I wanted to be a part of this broadcast because if there are any young females out there listening, find your man, find your husband, and be submissive and respect your man. Keep him.
It all seems damn difficult until you got to get out here and go try to find another one.
Yeah.
It all seems like it's going to be so difficult to deal with. Then once you get back out here, you realize, I'll be damned. It was actually pretty easy. Monica?
Jason, thank you so much for having me. This was very difficult, but was well worth it. And thank you for all of the advice and thank you for the opportunity.
Ms. Sophia.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate this opportunity. And young ladies, just listen. Keep listening to this broadcast and get the real truth about life. Thank you.
Ladies, I'm rooting for you, as always. Thank you all very much for joining us here tonight. I definitely appreciate that. This has been a hell of a program to have here tonight, so I want to thank all the ladies for showing up here. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been on for over 4.5 hours. By the way, this isn't even all of them. I actually have another one. By the way, this wasn't even all of them. I actually got another one. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do that one, but I actually have another one. If you all were wondering, I got another one. So be on the lookout. I got another straggler with a ticket on the last train. Wait till you hear this one. Oh, yeah, by the way, this one's a specialty one. Wait till you hear this one. I want to thank the ladies for being on here tonight. I know it's very defeatist. I know it can be very easy to be discouraged. I'm not here to blow smoke in nobody's ears. I'm not here to sell them hope. I'm here to get down to the hard facts and the hard tacks so that we can actually deal with where you are in a realistic environment. You all have been waiting for the last train leaving now for quite a while. I hope it was worth your wait. And I hope it gave you everything you were looking for here tonight. And if not, maybe you're just too far gone for it to help. Thank all of you for tuning in here tonight. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to support tonight's program on PayPal, Cash App, Super Chat. Thank you to all my superstars. I appreciate that. Thank you to all of you who have tuned in here. We'll be doing this again real soon. Eventually, we're going to get to the discount bin. Eventually, we're going to get to that. I hope everybody takes this as a lesson so that you can have the life you really want. And this concludes tonight's, well, wait a minute, before I do that, if you are new here to the business, welcome to the program that all your favorite YouTubers hate watch. They're all stealing my vernacular, stealing the lessons, and they're over there screwing it up, whether they're talking to Brittany Renner or not. It is what it is, but you got here live from the source. Click that red subscribe button. Click that yellow notification bell. Join us each and every time that we're here. And if you haven't been to our website, well, not our website, but if you haven't joined us on Patreon, which is my website there, go ahead and look. The link is in the description. We do it every weekend. You get to talk to me one-on-one for a longer period of time. You definitely want to be there for that as well. Got some new stuff coming, so keep your eyes and your ears open. And this concludes tonight's broadcast of The Business, The Last Train Leaving. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, Mr. Jason Black. And until next time, my brothers and my sisters from all around the world, remember, handle your business, or one day you might wake up and realize that your business has handled you.